recognizing that students have the opportunity to learn better, to engage more, if they have their own device. Now, most kids have a smartphone of some sort, and to act as though they don't, to act as though they're putting them in their locker, I think we're kidding ourselves, Bill. And so, you know, you referenced it as a crime. It is a crime, and it's just not one we want to continue to fight anymore. And so if we allow students to have their cell phones in high school and to use them responsibly and on their time, and it is their time, you know, when they're transitioning from class or when they're at lunchtime, why not let them use their cell phones?
You seem to be swimming upstream at least a little bit on this. The other school systems seem to be holding tight to their not in our school policy.
Well, high school, you know, our goal is to prepare these kids for college and career readiness, right? And so what college campus doesn't allow students to have their own personal computing devices with their cell phone? Every employee that you know, you walk by, how many employee desks and you see they have their cell phones out, their personal devices. Kids are connecting. They have their cell phones. If we let them use them on their time, I just think it's the way to go. It's just something, it's you know, I relate it to my days when I was a principal, middle school principal, and we had this no gum chewing rule. And the custodian spent probably, you know, 25 minutes every day in the summertime when they were cleaning rooms, scraping gum off the bottom of the desks and off the bottoms of chairs. Once we eliminated the gum chewing policy and we said you can chew gum, chew it responsibly, it stopped that behavior. So rather than continue to fight kids, and they use these phones. I mean, think about what kids use their phones for. They have their calendars on there. They're texting other kids. You know, they're communicating. It's a way to keep engagement. I just think it's the way to go.
Does it also increase the opportunity for academic cheating and, you know, trading and texting test answers and things like that?
Well, you know, it's going to force us to have to move out of the realm of complacency. So we're going to have to, you know, assess smarter, you know, mix up the answers. The older phones that were out, and most kids now that I see have some sort of an iPhone device where it's a touch screen, whereas the old flip phones, you could actually maneuver that, and you could tell which key you were pressing and texting. I think you have to actually look at your screen to text now. To say that that hasn't occurred would be, you know, naive on my part. To say that it's not going to continue to occur, where they could snap a picture of an assessment, we just need to be smarter in how we're assessing students and those sorts of things. And so, yeah, I'm sure we're going to have some of that. But that's when we lose our privilege. When that person loses their privilege.
Based on the reaction I got from my son, I'm guessing most students love this policy. Have you gotten any reaction from parents one way or another?
I've gotten a few phone calls asking, is this true?
You know,
and I've gotten those phone calls, and I've gotten a lot of kids texting me and emailing me, thanking me for this policy. And I'll tell you, the biggest thing that I see in the hallways now when I'm visiting high schools is, you know, kids looking at these phones and not watching where they're going.
That's what I was just going to ask you. I went to back to school night the other night, and the parents had to go to each of the classes that the kids would go to. So the bell would ring, we'd all change classes, and it was mayhem in the hallways. And all I could think of is, compound this mayhem with a bunch of kids with their noses buried in their phones, and I can imagine this is just a train wreck waiting to happen.
Well, you know, one of the kids joked and said, we're going to have cell phone lanes in our hallways to get from point A to point B. It's still new. And once the novelty of being able to do this wears off, I think we're going to see it more productive. You know, and I just see it as a way to enhance what we're doing in education.
Howard County School Superintendent Dr. Renee Foose, thank you for being with us on Maryland's Morning News.
Thank you.